has the details.
It was a simpler time when kids came home from school and watched TV instead of playing video games, and in most television markets there was Bozo. At first, he was just Boston's Bozo, but Larry Harmon, who owned the licensing rights to the character, had Average play Bozo on a syndicated version that ran in several major markets for years. Average played Bozo until 1970, then went on to become a well-known Boston TV entertainment reporter. He died on Tuesday, according to his family, at the age of 89. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. How you doing? Anyway, yeah, I got off the beaten track last second. Again, we never know where we're going to go here on this program. And usually on the weekend, I get to maybe 10% of what we prep over the course of a three-hour program. It's going to be closer. Going to be closer to 5% on today's program. And I got to remind everybody, this is why it's important. You're listening to the Big Weekend program, close to 200 stations all around the country. I've been doing this one for 18 years. The past several years, we've been building up little by little, brick by brick, our daily program, which is on live Eastern time from 6 to 9 a.m. If you don't get it in your market, that's okay. Because you can get it off our podcast, get it off our website, anytime, on demand, whatever you want, at watchdogandwallstreet.com. 3 hours, just not enough for the Watchdog. Anyway, 10 years. I was reminded of this past week. And again, it was like, ping, pong, ping. There are certain events, things that have happened in my career. Obviously, they're talking about family stuff, but stuff that in my career that I can close my eyes. I could close my eyes, and if I was actually a good artist, which I am not, I could sketch the entire scene, where I was, what it looked like exactly. Remember when, just thought of this. Remember when, Clary Starling in Silence of the Lambs goes to visit Hannibal Lecter for the first time. And she's looking at his drawings where he draws the Duomo from the Belvedere. Do you know Florence, Clary? Yeah, remember that? I was able to, you know, draw that entire scene from memory. There's certain points I could just close my eyes and I can remember it exactly. And this was one of them. when I learned that Bear Stearns was going to be sold to J.P. Morgan for $2 a share. It turned out, I think they ended up raising it to $4. Something like that. I can't remember exactly. Ice cream store with my kids getting ice cream on a Sunday afternoon in Sarasota, Florida. Remember it like it was yesterday. Why'd this happen? Why'd this happen? It'll be several articles you can probably look around that came out this past week. More often than not, they get it wrong. Or they overcomplicate things. And they throw out stuff like credit default swaps and collateral debt obligations and mortgage-backed securities and all of these fancy pants products that the financial engineers came up with. You know what it all comes down to? It all comes down to this. Can you pay your bill? That's it. It all breaks down to whether or not that loan that that bank is writing, whether or not that is a good loan or a bad loan. Now, traditionally, when people went out and bought homes, they would do what? They would go to the local bank, put down 20% and buy a house. Well, we got rid of all that, didn't we? I actually wrote a column, and I compared the entire scenario to the, in Greek, because I love Greek mythology, the Hydra. In Greek mythology, the Hydra was a water beast that had multiple heads, it had poisonous blood, poisonous breath. And Hydra actually guarded the passage to the underworld. And whenever a warrior tried to take on the Hydra and was actually lucky enough to sever one of the heads, well, that warrior wasn't exactly lucky because another two grew back. Now, the subprime crisis, what was taking place at that point in time, it reminded me of the Hydra. Every single time problem popped up, there was an issue here, there's an issue there, whatever it may be, someone would try to fix the problem and another two would pop up. Bear Stearns was the first part. It was the first one. And not knowing what to do, well, they saved it. Well, they didn't really save it. But they kind of did. They sold it off to J.P. Morgan Chase. Jamie Dimon this past week is actually quoted saying, my board of directors wouldn't even let me take that phone call today. But let's go back and take a look at the real reasons. What is the origin of that Hydra? Where did it come from? Real simple. Mr. Smith wants to own a home. Mr. Smith wants to own a home. But unfortunately, Mr. Smith has got poor credit. He's made some poor choices. He didn't have the funds to put the money down. So here's an advertisement for on a local sports station and tells him that he'd come down to Easy Money Mortgage. No money, no credit, we don't care. Easy Money Mortgage cuts Mr. Smith a sweetheart deal where he puts no money down with a low interest rate for 3 years with a rate reset 3 years later. Mr. Smith gets his house. And Easy Money makes a sale. Nice commission on those sales too, especially those mortgages. Easy Money then goes to a state lender to get the funds. Local lender gets the money by offering short-term debt to investors. Easy Money sells Mr. Smith's loan to Mr. Big Investment Firm. Bear Stearns, Merrill Lynch, etc. Where it is sorted with thousands of others into various different groups based upon credit worthiness, tranches. The mortgages were then packaged together and sold to pension funds, insurance companies, municipalities, accredited investors, and governments. Now, one would think that these purchasers would know that these instruments carried a higher than normal level of risk. But hey, they paid out really well. They paid out really, really well, and the nice salesman took us out to a steakhouse and took us out to a nice dinner. So, hey, what the hell? We'll put it into our pension fund. We'll put it on our books. But what happened 3 years later? Well, Mr. Smith's mortgage is reset to a higher rate. And now he's recognized that he's taken on too much that he can handle, along with many of his neighbors. Houses all over the neighborhood are for sale. And the value of his home has dropped in value. I was there. I lived in Southwest Florida. I lived in Southwest Florida. There was for sale signs up everywhere. Coming up with ways of getting out. Short sales, left, right, all over the place. See, Mr. Smith never put any money down on his house. He doesn't have any equity. He goes to talk to the Easy Money Mortgage, finds out that they're out of business now. What does he do? Yeah, he walks away. You notice that everyone in the entire scenario felt that they could get something for nothing? The home buyer thought he could get a home with no money down and interest rates that would never rise. The mad dash for fees through any form of reasonable risk management out the window. This is what happened. It's simple banking 101. And how did that come about? Well, get the government involved. Get the government saying, hey, you know what? We need to make more of these loans. Making things too easy. Understand? We say it all the time here on the program. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. I go back when I got married, working my tail off, putting money aside, trying to save for that down payment on a home for my family. You understand, certain things are not supposed to be easy. They're not. You like certain things to be easy, but other things are they're not supposed to be easy. And there's reason behind that. Now you go on to Bear Stearns here, and what happened? In my opinion, Bear Stearns, and I saw it coming. I saw it coming. I saw the problems at Bear Stearns. You had James Cramer on CNBC saying that Bear Stearns not going anywhere. I remember where Alan Schwartz, the CEO, actually went on CNBC. Everything is awesome. No, it wasn't. And you saw this happen when you had some hedge funds, Bear Stearns hedge funds that just completely fell apart. Just tanked. And this entire industry was going down. And I saw it. I saw what was happening in these hot real estate markets. And I'm saying, this is not going to end well. Who owns this stuff? Well, the powers that be decided to sit around and say, hey, you know what? You know what? We got to do something about this, or we're afraid it's going to spread elsewhere. All they did by, in essence, enabling a sale, what they did is actually illegal today. Can't be done today. The government actually funneled the money to help Bear Stearns through J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan bought the damn thing out, and they thought it was going to stave off the inevitable. You can't do that. And that was the issue. That was the issue. If they maybe had let Bear Stearns go and let it fail, yeah, would there have been maybe more failures, more pain? Yeah, but that's just how it works. People, something will rise. Something will come out of that. And you got to take a look at what we have today, and everybody's patting themselves on the back about the, oh, how solid all of our banks are. Well, yeah, they're all too big to fail now. They're all too big to fail. And is that good? Shouldn't we bring competition back into the industry? I was glad to see this past week. I was. They made some changes to Dodd-Frank, which is going to make it easier on a lot of small banks around the country and a lot of credit unions out there, and take off all the onerous regulations that they shouldn't have put on them in the first place. But I also want to remind everybody as well that a lot of small banks were just bought up because they couldn't afford to compete against the big banks due to these regulations. So we'll see what's going to happen next. But again, 10 years out. 10 years out, Bear Stearns started the whole fire. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon offers customers participating in select government assistance programs the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. This now includes qualifying recipients of Medicaid. Prime members will receive unlimited fast, free shipping on more than 100 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more, with the ability to cancel any time. To qualify, customers need a valid EBT or Medicaid card. Pia Arthur, Amazon spokesperson.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid Medicaid card or electronic benefits transfer card. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Feeling tired on occasion is normal, but how do you know if it's something more? Sleep specialist Dr. Raj Dasgupta joins us during Sleep Awareness Week with more.
Having an irresistible and overwhelming urge to sleep may be a sign of excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. People with EDS have a hard time staying awake or alert during the day and doze off at inappropriate times, such as during a meal or in the middle of a conversation. It's important to know the difference between normal and excessive daytime sleepiness because EDS can be a symptom of a sleep disorder like narcolepsy.
If you're having trouble staying awake during the day or experiencing other sleep-related problems, it may be time to talk to your doctor. To learn more about narcolepsy, take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener, or to find a sleep specialist near you, visit morethantired.com. That's morethantired.com.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Damn straight. That's right. Watchdog on Wall Street. Show no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. We are equal opportunity bashers here on the program. No. I'm not a moderate. Not. This is not the moderate program. I'm aware that there's a two-party system. Well, they call it a two-party system, but they're really not that much different. When I mean equal opportunity bashers, we don't pick parties. We choose what? Our country. Country first. That's what's most important. The parties, I don't even know why people even members of those things anymore. I don't even get it. But anyway. Anyway, we got to get into some of this political stuff from this past week because it is fascinating. First and foremost, I found this one funny. Again, all it takes, Elizabeth, is a $10 test. You put a little swab in your mouth and you can prove to everybody that you are Native American. But she refuses to do so. And she says she's not doing it because she wants to preserve some memory she had or what her parents told her, which is a bunch of crap. And these people just make stuff up and they just keep going. I mean, she's not anyway. Hillary Clinton saying that she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary. The guy who scaled Everest, who did it after you were born, you mean? Anyway, I have officially more Native American than Elizabeth Warren because I play lacrosse. So there you go, Elizabeth. All right. Senator Jeff Flake came out on Meet the Press last Sunday and said that Donald Trump's behavior is causing journalists to be jailed overseas. Really? Jeff's one of these guys that just needs to go away. Just need to go away. So Donald Trump's behavior is causing the Turkish president to put people behind bars? You're kidding, right? I mean, I know Jeff is auditioning. Again, this is why he shut off cable news. Jeff is auditioning for a job, basically. That's what he's doing. It's like he's trying to get a job at one of the major networks. And you've really got to say some over-the-top stuff. You know, I think is also looking for a job too? Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, he's becoming the new Chuck Schumer. Now, Chuck has got to be getting jealous because, again, one of the most dangerous places in the world is to get between Chuck Schumer and a camera and a microphone. But I think Schiff is smoking him right now, the amount of airtime he's getting. Quick on this one, too, and this one I found pretty funny. The Italian election, where populists have rose to power. Guess what? I guess, they had the same thing that happened here in the United States. I guess populists came to power because of Russia. No, I'm not making this up. They're now blaming Russia on the Italian election because the powers that be, the big government types in Europe, don't like the outcome. Anyway. I want to talk a little bit about the election in Pennsylvania. Again, I don't sugarcoat things here on the program. That election result is a disaster for Republicans. I don't care what Limbaugh said. Again, I'm a huge Limbaugh fan. I don't care what he said. Wrong. It's a disaster. And we say this all the time, okay? You are what your record says you are. If you lose by a run or you lose by 10 runs, guess what? It goes for one in the loss column. You understand? It doesn't matter how close it was. They were actually throwing that out there like that. That was some sort of thing. Well, you know, the poll said it was going to be 5-6%. It turned out to be really, really close. Donald Trump won that district by 20 points. He won that district by 20 points. And they just lost. Now, granted. Again, this election is another grand example of the waste that we have here in this country. Most people don't realize this. They're going to have to redo that race again this November. That's right. They just spent all of this money on this race for, what, 6-7 months? Think about that. Think about the taxpayer money that was wasted on this for just a few months. Because Connor Lamb's going to have to start running for re-election today. Today, because he's got to run again in November. It's absurd. But again, all of the you Trumpists out there. Now, I'm not a Trumpist. I'm not a never Trumper. I'm honest. Like I said, an equal opportunity basher. You got to wake up. You have to wake up because you're deluded. You really are. I'm going to ask everybody a quick question here. Any of you people out there listening to the program, how many of you people out there know somebody? Know somebody that wasn't sure about who they were going to vote for, but held their nose and voted for Donald Trump? I know plenty. I know plenty. Why am I asking that question? Well, we'll get into that when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump signed an order today that paves a way for imposing tariffs as much as $60 billion worth on Chinese imports. Today at the signing, President Donald Trump talked about a conversation he had with a businessman.
I can't believe we've been able to take advantage of the United States for so long. So those days are over.
The House passed a massive $1.3 trillion spending bill that funds the federal government through September 30th. The Senate must act by Friday at midnight to avoid a government shutdown. But from the sounds of things, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats are very pleased with this bill.
We Democrats are really happy with what we were able to accomplish on a number of priorities that Democrats have fought for all along. Infrastructure, education, opioid relief, and more.
The Senate is expected to vote on the bill later today. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Mm-hmm.
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, we're back. Okay. I'm asking, how many people, you know, others that held their nose and voted for Donald Trump? I know plenty. Let me tell you something here, people, okay? It's a bit of reality. The people out there that are diehard Trump supporters, they're going to come out and they're going to vote for him. They are going to come out and they are going to vote for him. They'll come out and they'll vote if Donald Trump tells them to go out and vote. I get that. And many of those people, let me be honest, many of those people are new voters, disenfranchised voters. He did that. He brought them out. He got them to vote for him. But let's be really, really honest with ourselves, shall we? Donald Trump was running against Hillary Clinton, who was a horrible candidate. Let me put it this way. Do you think if there was a candidate similar to Barack Obama, do you think Trump would have won? I'm being honest here. I'm not so sure. Again, Donald Trump was able to overcome that Access Hollywood video. And I'm full disclosure here. I thought it was over. At that point in time, I did. I thought it was over. Not lying. Others say that they didn't. They said it wasn't going to be a big deal. I thought it was over. Because again, I've been in a lot of locker rooms and I've heard a lot of nasty. I get that. I not really like that. Turned me off. Really did. And I'm being honest with everybody right here. Do I like the fact that my kids are reading stories about Donald Trump cheating on his wife with a porn star? What do you think? They're stupid. I think my kids are stupid. You think your kids don't pick up on this stuff? Because let me be honest, because all the Republicans out there were real ticked off and talking about how what damaging it was for America, for Bill Clinton to be screwing around with one of his interns. What's good for the goose, my friends? You don't think that this is disturbing a lot of people that voted for Donald Trump? It is. Maybe they won't show up. Again, I get it. I know who the guy is. I am well aware of who Donald Trump is and what he's all about. And I'm going to judge him based upon what he's gotten done. And I've been very, very honest. I like a lot of the things that he's gotten done. A+ as far as reducing the amount of regulations. That's where you get an A+. The tax reform bill, give it a B-. It's actually incomplete right now. I still got small business owners don't know whether or not they're going to get the pass-through deduction. Getting rid of Obamacare, we'll give a B on that. Foreign policy, well, things go well with North Korea, the grade's going to rise. But as far as getting our troops out of all these godforsaken places, not very good. So I'm judging him based upon what he has done, not the person. And I will vote accordingly. But I'm telling you, a lot of people right now, this stuff to them is highly off-putting. They don't like it. A lot of people don't like the fact that he tweets out stuff all the time, that he makes snide comments. It doesn't sit well with a lot of people. And I'm here to tell you, again, Trump can't win. The Republican can't win with the diehard Trump voters. Can't. And again, I mentioned, talk about who Trump ran against in Hillary Clinton. I also had to take a look at the field that he had to run against in the primary. I mean, Rand Paul was my, and I've mentioned here in the program, Rand Paul was my candidate. But again, Rand Paul's ideas get skewed by the media. He doesn't get the proper press coverage. And Ted Cruz, another great candidate out there, obviously the probably one of the smartest guys going. decided to turn his entire campaign into that Neil Diamond song, Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show there. Scared the crap out of me. It was like a revival, for crying out loud. This is the issues. And Republicans better wake up. Conservatives better wake up. You better start running some better candidates. And people say, oh, Connor Lamb, he's conservative on a lot of issues. Yeah, but he's not on others. He's not conservative when it comes to economic issues. He's for Obamacare. He likes a lot of the Bernie Sanders type stuff out there. If Republicans get their heads screwed on straight and they run candidates like Connor Lamb, they're going to wipe the floor with Republicans. That is the reality. Now, again, I don't even know if they're going to be able to do it with their far lefties out there. So I don't know. But all I'm saying is, like Gordon Gekko calling up Bud Fox, this is your wake-up call. Better figure it out. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, account repair kits. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. If you sit this one out.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order in 90 days.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, we cite Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, where you got that Knights Templar. And they probably got all those grails in front of them. And, yeah, you got to make sure you pick the right one or you're going to die. Choose wisely. Unfortunately, we as a society, we haven't chosen wisely. And this is the people that we pick and we send up to why we send to Washington, D.C. to represent us. There is a book coming out. It might be out already. It's by U.S. Representative Ken Buck. He was elected to Congress back in 2014. And he calls out his own party. He calls out the entire system. His book is called Drain the Swamp, How Washington is Worse Than You Think. In it, he says that lawmakers are mostly fat and happy alligators who feel pretty darn comfortable in the swamp. And again, I love this because he's going after Republicans. He casts Republican leaders as playground bullies who go to great lengths, including yanking subcommittee chairmanships and canceling lawmakers' overseas trips to punish dissenters. And he decries a pay-to-play system in which plum committee assignments and leadership slots are tied to lawmakers' fundraising skills instead of their policy expertise. So let's put the moron on the committee, put him in charge of the committee, because he raises the most money, not the person that actually knows what the hell they're talking about. One of the things that Buck reveals is that, essentially, committee chairmanships are for sale. You want to serve on a committee, you have to raise money for the National Republican Congressional Committee. That amount varies depending on the committee and the role. If you want to serve on a B or C level committee, you must raise $220,000 every 2 years. Veteran members on A committees, $450,000. If you become the chair of a B committee, you have to raise $875,000. If it's an A committee chair, $1.2 million. Get this. Talk about dialing for dollars. This is like the old days of stockbrokers. Cold calling done in Bradstreet's. Remember that from Wall Street? Plenty of six-figure phone numbers to cold call there. Remember that? They're expected to spend. This is what your member of Congress does. Spend 4 hours a day on the telephone raising money. 4 hours a day. Now, when you call somebody up and you ask for money, just try it sometime. Just pick up a phone book and start calling people up. Hi, my name is so-and-so. Could you send me some money, please? That's a difficult thing to do, right? It's hard. Well, you make it easier to send that you money if you give them stuff. Oh, hi. Oh, Bob, you run a construction company? I tell you what, you send me some money. You know what? We got a deal coming, and you can get the contract on that deal. Oh, yeah. That's how the system works. Gross. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back. Some people claim that there's
a woman. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
There was a threat that Trump made this past week. He's going to veto the omnibus spending bill because he doesn't like one of the projects that's put in there. It's this gateway bill that's for roads and bridges and tunnels between New York and Manhattan and New Jersey. And I get it. Any sort of government works project. Everybody loves infrastructure, but we don't like the oversight. And that's the problem. Do all these areas, do they need work? They do. They do. The thing is that, you know what? The residents, and hey, I live here, need to chip in a little bit more. And we are chipping in. We chip in and tolls and train fares and all that stuff, except that money is always wasted. Take a look at the amount of money and the amount of time it took to put in the Second Avenue subway line and how ridiculous it is. And it's not just here. Talk about all that fundraising that needs to take place. You think Teddy Kennedy had a difficult time raising money when he was putting that big dig in up in Boston? Call up all these contractors and, hey, look at what we're building here. The largest public works project in the history of the planet. Send me money and guess what? You get work. Not to mention all of the union deals. I had to share this one. It was a local story here in New York, and I'm not making this up. There's a construction project taking place called the Hudson Yards. And there was, obviously, cost overruns. Enormous cost overruns for this project. And they took a look at some of the things that, why did this cost so much money? As it turns out, it's a union deal, of course. The Union Coffee Boys. That's right, they have coffee boys. The guys that actually brought coffee to people. Union workers, part of the construction union, $70 an hour. $70 an hour to fetch coffee. Yeah, and we're going to do more big projects here in New York with that type of nonsense. Anyway, I got to talk a little bit about immigration. I do. Again, hot button item out there. And again, I am all for, like we talked about earlier on in the program, I am all for debate. All for debate. Don't call me anti-immigrant. Don't call me anti-Latino. Yes, my grandparents are from Europe. My in-laws are from Europe. They all came here legally. They all came here legally. They never took a dime of government money, and they worked their way up. I don't have any problem with that at all. And I don't have any problem with fixing our immigration system and having a system that works. Because the system we have now, how does it not work? It exploits the people that come here. But again, this is what happens. We don't have any sort of debate. You get morons. We know a real moron. He's always on. He's on MSNBC. He's on CNBC. He was an anchor. Then he left and thought he could manage money and proceeded to lose everybody all of their money. So he went back to TV. Ron Insana. Ron Insana. He called Donald Trump's enforcement of federal immigration laws and deportation of illegal aliens as like a little ethnic cleansing. Again, it's hard for me not to want to take a guy like that and smack him upside. It is. It's hard. Again, you got to do like a little serenity now and pray for pathetic people like Ron Insana, because he's pathetic. How do you say something like that? It's absurd. Ethnic cleansing? So what you're saying is the laws of the land here in the United States are kind of like Slobodan Milosevic there? Adolf Hitler? Jeff Sessions going after California and what they're doing and sanctuary cities and not following the laws of the land. I, for one, and again, I would love to have somebody debate me on this issue. Are you saying that the federal government doesn't have the right to control borders? Is that what you're saying? I know a lot of people out there, you want to deal with this issue, but we have ways of doing that here in this country. We have a legislature. You want to change the laws? Well, then you've got to put people into power and you've got to change the laws the right way. States can't all of a sudden up and say, hey, you know what? I want to do things my way. I don't want to listen to the federal government. That's exactly what the Confederacy was. Defying the federal government. What the people in California are doing, they're doing exactly what the Confederacy did. And that's what Sessions reminded them of. He said, there's no secession. There's no nullification. You can't do this. I want to solve this problem too, like everybody else. But we're not going to do it via name calling. And when you got Kamala Harris and you get the governor of California coming out saying all of these things, terrible things, bullies and this and that. It's following the law of the land. anyway, we're hoping it's going to go through the court system. It's going to take forever and 10 days. I know there's a lot of sides to this. And we know we have a lot of issues when it comes to families and deportation. But people, we need to have a system set up. It's right for both sides. Anyway, again, I knew it. I didn't get through five. I had so much stuff left. Anyway, I'm sorry, folks. Well, why am I sorry for? We had a lot of fun today on the program. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll see you next week. God bless.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
For many, many years, we've had this abuse by many other countries and groups of countries that were put together in order to take advantage of the United States. And we don't want that to happen. We're not going to let that happen. It's probably one of the reasons I was elected, maybe one of the main reasons.
President Donald Trump earlier today, as the Trump administration imposed at least $50 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports. Now, this is part of the president's America First trade policy. Dozens of surveillance videos of Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock wheeling around luggage stocked with weapons and ammunition were released by MGM Resorts today amid lingering questions about the motive of the attack. The 32 clips show Paddock interacting with Mandalay Bay staff, playing the casino's gaming machines, and transporting suitcase after suitcase to his 32nd floor suite. It's unknown if the hotel staff ever asked Paddock why he had so much luggage. This is USA Radio News.
So you're interviewing a candidate and he starts asking you questions. You're surprised. You're supposed to be the one leading the meeting. How does he know so much about the culture, the leadership, and where did he find out about the takeover? Don't panic. It's not you. This is what it feels like to interview a well-prepared candidate. He's read about your company on Indeed.com and has immersed himself in your culture. Or he may just be the world's most perfect interviewee. Either way, he's making your job easier. So enjoy it.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies, from both employers as well as past and present employees. You can research work-life balance, salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more, helping you to make informed decisions, all on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
The House voted today to pass a roughly $1.3 trillion spending bill to fund the government through September 30th of this year. But one of the no votes was a Republican congressman named Jim Jordan. Take a listen to why he voted no.
This may be the worst bill I have seen in my time in Congress. The American people didn't elect Democrats to control the United States Congress. They elected Republicans. I don't think we told the voters when we were running for the job and they gave us the privilege to come here and serve that we were going to continue to fund Planned Parenthood.
There's another rosy report out on how the U.S. economy is doing. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes boils it down.
The nation's leading economic indicators, as gauged by the Conference Board, showing gains last month that are greater than economists were expecting. The Conference Board's leading economic index rising 0.6% in February. That beat expectations by 0.2%. A spokesman for the board says the recent measure of 10 key metrics in the economy indicates, in his words, robust economic growth throughout 2018.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
This afternoon, President Donald Trump took part in a panel discussion at the Generation Next Summit. Let's take a listen to some of the president's comments.
We're having a lot of companies come into the United States. We need workers. And by the way, illegal immigration, which will be probably one part of a question, but I'll give you the answer right now. We want people to come into our country, but we want them to come in based on merit, because we're going to need these people because we have tremendous numbers of companies coming in, whether it's Chrysler leaving Mexico and coming into Michigan, or Foxconn is going to open up a tremendous place in Wisconsin. And we're very proud of that, because that was a deal that nobody even thought was happening or could happen. Apple, they make a lot of the Apple products. Apple is taking $350 billion and they're coming into our country with building here. And I said to Tim Cook a long time ago, Tim, it's wonderful, Apple, it's nice, but we want you to build the places here. And he said, because of our tax, because of what we've done, they're actually bringing in about $240 billion, but they're going to be investing $350 billion on new plants and a tremendous campus and lots of other things. So it's very exciting. And very exciting for millennials, very, very exciting for jobs.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
For many, many years, we've had this abuse by many other countries and groups of countries that were put together in order to take advantage of the United States. And we don't want that to happen. We're not going to let that happen. It's probably one of the reasons I was elected, maybe one of the main reasons.
President Donald Trump earlier today, as the Trump administration imposed at least $50 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports. Now, this is part of the president's America First trade policy. Dozens of surveillance videos of Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock wheeling around luggage stocked with weapons and ammunition were released by MGM Resorts today amid lingering questions about the motive of the attack. The 32 clips show Paddock interacting with Mandalay Bay staff, playing the casino's gaming machines, and transporting suitcase after suitcase to his 32nd floor suite. It's unknown if the hotel staff ever asked Paddock why he had so much luggage. This is USA Radio News.
So you're interviewing a candidate and he starts asking you questions. You're surprised. You're supposed to be the one leading the meeting. How does he know so much about the culture, the leadership, and where did he find out about the takeover? Don't panic. It's not you. This is what it feels like to interview a well-prepared candidate. He's read about your company on Indeed.com and has immersed himself in your culture. Or he may just be the world's most perfect interviewee. Either way, he's making your job easier. So enjoy it.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies, from both employers as well as past and present employees. You can research work-life balance, salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more, helping you to make informed decisions, all on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
The House voted today to pass a roughly $1.3 trillion spending bill to fund the government through September 30th of this year. But one of the no votes was a Republican congressman named Jim Jordan. Take a listen to why he voted no.
This may be the worst bill I have seen in my time in Congress. The American people didn't elect Democrats to control the United States Congress. They elected Republicans. I don't think we told the voters when we were running for the job and they gave us the privilege to come here and serve that we were going to continue to fund Planned Parenthood.
There's another rosy report out on how the U.S. economy is doing. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes boils it down.
The nation's leading economic indicators, as gauged by the Conference Board, showing gains last month that are greater than economists were expecting. The Conference Board's leading economic index rising 0.6% in February. That beat expectations by 0.2%. A spokesman for the board says the recent measure of 10 key metrics in the economy indicates, in his words, robust economic growth throughout 2018.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every